Solid Sound is without a doubt a very busy time here at Mass MoCA, but the people who work at this Contemporary Art Museum and presenting arts venue aren't ones to rest on their laurels.
No, indeed, Joe. Mass MoCA hosts concerts, comedy shows, dance, and much more all year long. They present the Bang on a Can Summer Music Festival in July and August and the French Grass Bluegrass Festival in September. If I didn't know any better, I'd say they have a festival addiction.
Don't worry, they present more than their fair share of one-off events as well. As in addition to providing space for residencies and workshops, here to tell us more are Sue Killam and Jody Joseph. Thank you very much both for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us. Nice to see you.
Well, there we go. Okay.
What's going on here?
A little musical. That's all right. We're just tuning
we
up.
We like music.
We're tuning up for the next segment. So, Jody, a lot going on. This is pretty incredible.
So Jody, your job, just explain to everybody what your job is.
Yeah, I'm the director of communications here at Mass MoCA.
The brand new director of communications, brand new meaning like, what, a year and a half? Year?
It is brand new, like a week and a half.
Is that true?
A little more, but it's
like
quite
brand
new.
Brand new. Then.
Brand new.
Yes.
Well, trial by fire. There you go.
And who is one of Roselle Chartok's best students at at the Mass College of Liberal Arts. She loves
it. And Roselle is beaming in the corner, so proud.
Blushing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, Sue, I mean, your job is to figure this all out, where everybody needs to be, who's coming, when they're coming, what they're doing.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. Luckily, with festivals, we have other people to help. But then for the rest of the year, yes, that's what
wow.
I do.
And your official title?
Director of Managing Director of Performing Arts and Film
Sounds
at Mass
like
MoCA.
Managing awesome. Director of a lot.
It is a lot sometimes.
A little bit of everything. So
Mother Hen.
Chickens.
And you know, I mean, this, we were talking to Joe very early on about this, speaking of chickens, but you know what you want, you know what's going to bring people in some ways, but yet you have these incredible opportunities to test things out and see what works and throw it against the wall and see what sticks.
I actually think that's one of the important things that Mass MoCA provides is that it's, you know, it's sometimes easier to put on a show that everyone knows the name of or knows
right.
the group of or has heard of in a way because you don't have to convince them. But I think Mass MoCA is really good at what we do, and people are willing to take chances with us because we put on really great shows, and we do try to challenge our audience to think about performing arts and music and theater and dance in really different ways. And I think that, you know, everyone's not going to love everything, of course. I don't love everything, but I love most things. And I think that once you come here and have a great experience and are willing to take a chance, the world is just going to open up to you, and you're going to see so many more things that you are never dreamt of.
But as Andy Warhol said, you know, art is anything you can get away with. Where's that line between what really is art and what is, you know, garbage?
Well, I think that's up to the viewer to decide personally. Uh-huh. I kind of put a lot of power in their hand. And I also think that it's really subjective and it's going to be different. What you might think is art and what I might think is art is going to be maybe different and sometimes the same. And I also think that the great thing about our audience is that they're really willing to go on a ride with us. Like, they are really willing to experiment with us and see interesting things. You know, the Bang on a Can Festival is a perfect example of that. Literally, there's two recitals every single day in
Explain
our galleries.
Explain to everybody what Bang on a Can is.
Bang on a Can is a great contemporary music collective that's based out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
David Lang, Julia Wolf, and Michael Gordon are the co-founders of that. And
they've been here, right, Joe?
They have been on air.
Many times.
And they have been at Mass MoCA. Now, this will be their 11th or 12th year. And they basically wanted to put on a festival. When they were in music school, they were interested in different kinds of music. They were not necessarily banging on cans or just sort of not your straight up the line classical repertoire. They are very skilled at all of that as composers, but they were thinking outside boxes and thinking about things differently. And they wanted a place where they found each other in school, and they were like, there's no place where we can find our friends who are of like minds. And they basically wanted to set up a residency and sort of a school where people could make those connections and really sort out lifelong connections and collaborations. And that's what the Bang on a Can Summer Music Festival is. We have 35 students who are like grad students and above. They are professional track musicians. You will hear from them over and over again. There's a dozen to 20 faculty people that come, ranging from like Mark Stewart, who's the percussionist of with Paul, I mean, who's the guitarist, sorry, of Paul Simon, and also David Costin, who is sometimes a percussionist with Sting. And so, you know, these are really first-class musicians in all sorts of arenas, but they come together and play this contemporary music and love it. I mean, the passion that they have for this music is incredible, and the musicianship blows me away every single summer. I am always so happy to come to a recital or stumble upon someone in the galleries and just hear this musicianship that is just bar none. It's fantastic.
For every, you know, you have, and Jody, you can talk a little bit about what you've got coming up. I mean, Betty Levette's going to be on stage, which is going to be an incredible evening.
She'll be here July 6th. Yeah, we're really excited about that one. We had Aaron Neville here a couple weeks ago. It's an awesome start to our summer here.
How did that go with it, Aaron Neville?
Aaron Neville was sold out. The crowd was on their feet for the last three or four songs. Yeah. He brought his brother, Charlie the Horn Man, was with him. It was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great. It was great to have. So he's such a legend, and his voice is spectacular. So it was so amazing.
Well, and Betty Levette's voice. Oh, my God. Right? We had her on just a few months ago, I guess. But she is amazing.
Yeah, she's
really
a force.
Incredible. Absolutely. And the new music is fantastic.
Yeah, and she's just, it's so nice that she's finally getting sort of her proper due. I mean, this is not new for her. I remember hearing an interview where she was, you know, someone was like, oh, isn't it great to sort of getting all of these accolades? Yeah. And she's like, well, I don't know, I've been doing the same thing for all
these
years.
You are just catching up, right?
Yeah, we're a little behind the times maybe, but I'm really glad we're finally on board with her. She's fantastic.
So let's give Jody the test of fire here.
Okay,
Okay, Jody, now,
I got your back.
Yeah, you're artists are notorious for, you know, necessary ego, you know, satisfaction and needs and stuff. So you're the director of communications, and you got a front for these people. Is this a difficult thing to do to get their message out to the public without alienating them?
Now, here's the bad news, Jody. You only have 45 seconds to answer that question.
So the answer is no.
We have great media partners like WAMC who are kind and accommodating.
Nice.
And
sweet.
And help us work to get news of this great music.
Sweet.
And all these great performances that we
damn,
have.
Damn, you're
there.
Good.
Yeah, well, she's great.
Well, to learn more about upcoming events at Mass MoCA, you can visit massmocha.org. Jody Joseph and Sue Killam, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. Good luck keeping all of the events straight, and have just a blast this weekend.
Thanks so much.
We sure will. Thank you for being
here. Appreciate your time.
You're listening to our Solid Sound broadcast from Mass MoCA on WAMC.